Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I just read an article that called it the No Fun Olympics. Like a real one. Like they were serious about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tokyo Olympic Summer Games kick off next Friday. They've invested over $15 billion in this.
What a mess. I mean, remember the fact that number one, it was supposed to be last year.
Yeah.
and then we were like, wait a minute. No. It's going to happen next year and it's going to be awesome. And then thanks to some things ramping up over there again, people getting sick in certain areas again or whatever, no spectators.
Right. No fans in the stands. The No Fun Olympics. Well, the No Fun Olympics are kicking off next Friday. Here's the three big news stories about it that are happening right now. The first big news story is about who isn't going to the Olympics. And that's track star Sha'Carri Richardson. She tested positive for marijuana, and the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency disqualified her from competing.
I don't think I've ever heard the rumor before in my life that marijuana made somebody faster. So I'm not quite sure how it is that it's not going.
Yeah.
It's a good thing that we're keeping the fastest woman alive at home for this Olympics, right? That's really how you get the viewership up.
Yep. So people are outraged. She's made the news. It's all over. And now she has a $250,000 offer to be a spokesperson for a vape manufacturer. I bet you she does not take it.
I bet you she won't either because she knows that it will reflect poorly on her, even though legalization, that movement is underway here in the United States, the world over at this point. It just seems like nonsense, really, right? She's the fastest woman. She's the fastest one. I want to see her run. I don't even care if I'm from another country. Wouldn't you want to see the best?
Second is Ralph Lauren unveiled Team USA's opening ceremony uniform, and it's called a cooling jacket. It's called RL Cooling, and it has a device built into it that lets you control the temperature. It's a battery-powered device. It's located at the back of the neck, and it creates a cooling sensation that lasts even in the most oppressive heat. Don't you want that jacket?
I mean, I do, but how hot is it there?
Oh, it's really hot.
Is it hot?
It's really hot.
That. See that? I just learned something. Yep. Okay. You know, all I'm glad is that they're getting better looking, the Ralph Lauren jackets. Because let's face it, he's had some swings and misses during the Olympics.
Oh, I've always liked his work.
Oh, no. Some of it's been like, whoa.
But all I keep thinking about is like, these are our best athletes in the country. We want to make sure there's no malfunctions.
Sure.
Like, you're going to put a battery-powered jacket. Like, that's new technology.
Fair
like,
point.
We're going to put it on our biggest celebrities. Like,
who knows what could happen?
All right. As long as I hope somebody vetted that.
Right. Yeah. I mean, so somebody has tested that thing thoroughly is what I'm hoping. Because, I mean, anything could happen, right? It appears to be some sort of battery malfunction.
Right. The U.S. team, unfortunately.
Right. Disintegrated. Right. When they walked out at the opening ceremonies.
And the third thing is because of COVID, Olympic athletes who win medals will have to put them on themselves instead of getting it draped on them like usual. The medals will not be given around the neck, the international media was told. Because of COVID.
So the person walks out with the medals on the tray.
It's on a platter.
They have the mask.
They have the mask on. They have gloves on.
Somebody put the medal on the platter already.
Yeah, they're going to bring you the platter, holding the gloves with the mask on.
So
the medal is on the platter.
Yeah.
And then you take it. And you put it on yourself.
Do you have to put on gloves to put your medal on yourself?
Unfortunately, I don't have that information.
But the person is getting close enough to hand you the platter, unless they have some sort of robot there or whatever.
Would you put it past Tokyo to have robots? Like, they definitely probably have robots.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Tokyo, what's going on?
They probably have robots.
Where's the robots?
Why can't the robots put it on them?
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
These Olympics are going to be weird, man.
The No Fun Olympics.
Wow.